Kinnut Tetvav is the longest of all the kinos. It's filled with all different types of mention of transgressions that Jewish people did. What I found particularly central to the kina, is a line that says, Tov legever ki yisa ol. It's good for a person when he has a yoke. It's referring to the idea that a person when he's young has to have some structure of Torah in their lives. We generally think of Churban in physical terms. Rav Dessler talks about the fact that the physical Churban is just the manifestation of the true spiritual destruction. He writes, Yesh galut hashchina shel haprat, Yesh galut hashchina shel haklal. There's the spiritual distance and alienation of the individual and of the community. He says, "Geshehamatzav zeh mishpashet ba'uma," when the individual spiritual alienation is widespread in the nation, "Hareza matzav shel churban chas v'sholom." That is called churban. Mishalom margish b'zeh, whoever doesn't feel this, lo mishta'er b'zeh, is not pained by this, "Hareza simen shetzlo kavar higia churban chas v'sholom." That's a simen that the churban has reached that particular individual, if we're not aware of it, and we're not pained about it. We all know there's a tremendous, tremendous spiritual alienation, ignorance, distance throughout Klal Yisrael. But we oftentimes think to ourselves, as terrible as that is, we have all kinds of aspects we feel mitigates how terrible it is, particularly for the individuals involved. We know that many of them are not really so responsible. Tinuk shenishba, they're like captured infants. And obviously there's a real basis to that idea that they're not so responsible and not so aware. But there's also an aspect of spiritual reality which the lack of responsibility does not mitigate. I just recently was working on a project to gather together sources about the reality of Olam Haba. And you see there that there's a tremendous number of sources that talk about the actual spiritual reality. What will happen to an individual who leaves this world without any spiritual content in his life? Rav Dessler talks about the fact that Olam Haba expresses who a person really is. The spiritual reality one forms through the Torah mitzvot, that's exactly what their Olam Haba is. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avot, Schar mitzvah mitzvah, and Schar avera avera. Olam Haba is just the expression of their lives, how they live their lives. The Nefesh HaChayim writes that Olam Haba is the product of the person himself, and the onish of Gehenim is that the chet itself is the actual onish. In terms of the Day of Judgment in Olam Haba, rachamim is not relevant. The whole concept of rachamim is to help prepare us. But the essential existence and the level of a person is in terms of the true reality. There is some aspect of mercy in the justice of Olam Haba, but essentially it's a justice, it's a reality, a reflection of the person's actual existence. One that never got pleasure from spiritual matters during his life, from Torah, or good things in this world, he wouldn't have the ability to enjoy them in Olam Haba, because it's totally ruchni. He wouldn't have the ability, one of the kelim, to be able to actually access them. When they became tummy in Olam Hazeh, brings a tumah upon himself. And when his neshama leaves him, he becomes tummy, and his dwelling place is amongst the tummy. If Dessa continues, Onche Gehenim are fundamentally different from Onchim in this world. In this world, the onish comes to a person from the outside and against his will. With Gehenim, however, the person is really bringing the negative consequences upon himself. And when the Chazal tell us every person is burnt by the situation of others in Olam Haba, that's referring to his lack of shlemos. A physically oriented person remains with his physical nature even after his death. He accustomed himself to a life of material, to feel only the self in terms of material matters. But in Olam Haba, he can't chase those physical aspirations. So then how will he fill up his sense of self? He'll feel himself with no substance for an eternity of hours, days, and years, with no change, nothing of interest, with no relationship to anything. Is there anything more difficult, any affliction worse than this? He says, let's think about the concept of prison. Its essence is to separate a person from the busy external world. But one still eats, drinks, sleeps, and sees other prisoners. But even so, he suffers from a great longing. Imagine someone who's locked up all by himself for eternity with nothing. Only spiritual content gives meaning to life. But in Olam Hazeh, he never incorporated spiritual content, Torah mitzvot, into himself. So now he's really left with nothing. With the prisoner in this world, even if he can't see or speak with others, but occasionally he hears a noise from the outside and this settles himself, even a bit, in isolation. But with nothing at all, it will be impossible to bear it. These are horrific afflictions when he feels he has no substance or meaning for eternity. The Rambam wrote, the retribution which has no retribution greater than it is for this nefesh to be cut off and not to merit to this existence. This is called by the Nevi'im, the pit of destruction, obliteration, the fire, all terms of nullification and annihilation. Because this is destruction with no resurrection afterwards, a loss never to be undone. The Medrash points out, in this world, the crooked can fix themselves. Whoever is straight could become crooked, but in the time to come, whoever is crooked cannot fix himself. Hashem says to the wicked, I created two worlds for you, one to do good deeds and one to give schar. If you didn't do the good deeds here in this world, then what do you expect now? So like I said, the people that are far away from Torah, there's all kinds of excuses, and they're real excuses, but there's still a reality. That spiritual reality of disconnection, of total nothingness and total obliteration, that's a churban that we're all aware of, and that's the churban we need to cry about.
Can you say the end of the morning?